there's a lot of collaboration and use of social tools internally. So how does that translate into the marketing, the representation of the company to the customers then?
Yeah, so where we're trying social media sort of in the customer sort of facing side of the business is really focused around traveler engagement. We're basically trying to reach a new audience, basically. I think we're recognizing that our typical demographic in the past, you know, might have been sort of 40 plus in terms of age group for people who are making inquiries on our properties. But actually, there's a whole new audience out there of people who are, you know, social media engaged people. They expect us to have, you know, access and touch points via social media like Facebook and Twitter. And we're trying basically various things to reach out to those people and engage them. Mainly trying to do things like provide tips and advice about travel in general, but also focus around our category, and trying to raise awareness of vacation rentals as an alternative to hotels. And you know, sometimes having sort of trying to engage people in debates around properties or destinations or types of activities they might be doing on holiday, that kind of thing. And it's basically something that we are, you know, we're trying. There's obviously a range of different tools we can try, and it is sometimes experimental as well. But trying to reach out to a new demographic. And the other thing, the project that we sort of are most focused on right now is this Gran Turismo project, where we had this idea to basically set up basically commission two travel writers to travel around the world, visiting different vacation rentals every 2 weeks, and basically writing about their experiences. And we wanted to do that for a number of reasons. One, as a kind of to generate compelling content, because in terms of trying to engage our audience on, say, Facebook, it's very difficult to do that if you're just talking about your product or your properties. You know, it's not a hard sell in that sense. It's very much trying to engage the audience, and so we wanted to find a way to develop compelling content about our segment of the market, but also inspiring people about travel, and you know, making people feel excited about going on holiday and obviously going to vacation rentals as a category. So the thing that's going on right now is we have these two travel writers who are going around the world, basically with a fairly open brief. They have a blog called GranTurismoTravels.com, which they are writing, blogging as they go, about a variety of topics, on sometimes completely on tangents to vacation rentals, talking about, you know, the motto is kind of live like a local, so they're focusing on kind of slow travel, enjoying things as they go along, meeting people and talking to them about their experiences and their love of their particular destination, that kind of thing. And they're also reviewing the properties they go to and talking about the properties and their experiences as well. And the bit for us, I guess it's a bit of a brave project in some ways, because we wanted to make it independent and give them control over the content of the blog. So in fact, we don't actually have any control of posting to that blog. They own the blog and they post to it. We have shared rights to the content they produce, and our aim is we're then using that content in a kind of integrated way across Facebook, Twitter, on our sites, in our newsletters, as a way of reaching out to that audience and you know, inspiring them about what's been said. And it's again kind of coming to a sort of trust, building trust in our brand and building awareness for the category.